Programming on the Fan, brought to you in part by Quick Trip.
Hey, it's 9:19. Good morning. Paul Allen, FM 100.3, KFAM. Blake Cashman led the 2018 Golden Gophers football team in tackles. He joined my radio show Monday, discussed many things, including his collegiate head coach, P.J. Fleck.
You know, I've been playing under Coach Fleck for 2 years now, and I think the world of him. I think he is, there's no better coach, you know, to take Minnesota to the next level. He's doing a great job with the players and developing them right now. And then I think he's one of the best recruiters in the nation. So, I have a great relationship with Coach Fleck. I talk to him. I've been talking to him with him throughout my process as I've been training. And I just am so excited for my former teammates and everyone just involved with that program to see where they go within the next year or two.
P.J. Fleck is entering his third year as coach of the Gophers football program. Spring practices begin next week. Four are open to the public, the first being March 15th at 4:45 in the afternoon. Schedule for public practices available at gophersports.com. P.J., Paul Allen, how have you been?
I'm doing elite, Paul. How you doing, man?
Pretty well. How do you, Blake Cashman, you just had some nice things to say about you. How do you expect Blake to do in the NFL?
Well, he's an overachiever. You know, I mean, this is a guy that's going to be able to shock a lot of people once he gets there. He's really a self-made guy when you talk about where he came from to where he is now. Work ethic through the roof. And I think everybody got the chance to see what type of athlete and what type of football player Blake Cashman is and what he did for us for all those years. So I'm really happy for him, really proud of him, excited for his future in the NFL. And he's going to make somebody very, very proud. And, he's going to make a fan base really excited if they get a chance to have Blake Cashman on their team.
You know, with your spring practices commencing next week, your spring game, middle of April, super cold outside right now, maybe 10 inches of snow this weekend. Does it feel like spring practice time?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, forget the cold. It was minus 25 a month ago. Now it's like 30. I mean, this is, there comes the heat wave, man. I got shorts on today. We're outside. We're going to shovel some snow and get out on that field. But it does feel like spring practice. It does. And it really does. And, you know, our players have been working extremely hard down in the weight room, statistically speaking, meaning, you know, with the numbers they're putting up right now, this has been test week and we're in our last 2 days of test week. The 7 years I've been a head football coach, historically speaking and statistically speaking, this has been the best offseason we've had so far all the way through March right now. So they are working incredibly hard. This team's really coming together. There's a lot more leadership coming from the players than there has been in the past. And we always talk about bad teams. Nobody leads. Average teams, coaches lead, and elite teams, players lead. And this is going to be a player-led team. You can already feel it. And it's really unique to have that. And I know everybody's chomping at the bit to get going.
P.J. Fleck, coach of the Golden Gophers football team, 9 to noon. Wait a second here. So with that Western Michigan team that played Wisconsin in a Jan 1 bowl game and you had an unbelievably good season that included a wide receiver taken in the top 10 by the Tennessee Titans, you're telling me this walk up to spring practices is not only better than that, but the best you've had?
Yeah, 100%. Again, statistically speaking, and we measure, you know, how many guys over 300 clean, how many guys over 500 squat, 10-foot broad jumpers, you know, sub 1.6, 10-yard dashes, who's sub 4.6 in the 40-yard dash, who's between 4.5 and 4.7, 350-pound plus bench, vertical jump, 35 inches plus. And we've kept that data ever since we were at Western Michigan from 2013 all the way through now. And statistically speaking, we've had the best offseason in the last 3 months that we've had as me being a head football coach. And that doesn't take away from anybody. That's just talking about the type of athletes you hear, the strength program we have with Dan Nickel and Coach Ben and Coach Cole and Coach Jake. I mean, they do an amazing job with our players. And these players have truly committed to the process. And it's been a lot of fun to be around these guys for the last 2.5, 3 months. And they're working really hard in the classroom as well.
Who needs the Indianapolis scouting combine when you have Dinky Town with P.J. Fleck, right?
We have our own combine, that's for sure. You know, we want to make sure when our players come out, they're ready for that NFL combine. It's that important. You know, whether you're a freshman or a senior here, when we go through this week, it has that feel of an NFL combine because it's all about teaching guys how to be able to handle those life experiences in high-pressure situations that they're actually going to have coming down the road. And that's what this whole is truly designed to do, is to put that pressure on them for that 1 week and 1 week only of, hey, this number matters, but the number matters based on the process of the people and the vision and the work that you've done over the last 3 months.
You know, when it comes to recruiting and like the recruiting rankings of people from all over the country, I don't follow that closely at all. You know, you've been very good at it during your coaching career. So I just kind of from afar watch you do it and then watch the kids play. From a coaching standpoint, you hired Jim Panagos. I love Jim Panagos. I worked with him when he was with the Vikings. He's your defensive line coach.
He is, and you talk about a high-energy, motivational, tremendous man. Jim Panagos, we were so blessed to be able to get him. And, you know, this is a guy who sacrificed a lot to even just come here. There's a lot of people who were after him, a lot of people who hired or wanted to hire him, somebody who did hire him. But he couldn't wait to come back to the Twin City area. And that's when I interviewed him and talked to him on the phone, I knew all about him, but I wanted to hear how bad, you know, people said that he loved this area, and how bad he wanted to get back here. And that's all he kept talking about. Him and his wife, Mo, get him back here, get back to the Twin City area. This is where they had their most fun in coaching. And, that's a huge compliment, not only to the state of Minnesota, but the Minnesota Vikings and our Twin City area of how special of a place this really is. And we are so fortunate to get him. Our players are going to be truly blessed to have him as their coach. And he has come in here and taken our defensive line by storm in a good way. He's captured them. They all love him already. You can see the energy and the positivity he brings out in our players. And, we're just so thankful we have him.
PJ, Jim can match your energy. His intensity can be infectious. Are you ready for that?
Oh, I'm ready for it. I mean, the more infectious players or coaches we have that can infect our players, our community, our state with positive energy, the better. And Jim Panagos is definitely one of those men.
A weird topic. What got into former coach Jerry Kill? Why did he go after you the way he did?
I said that earlier. I'm not sure why he did that. I've got a lot of respect for Jerry Kill. I always have. I've learned so much from him. And again, like statement, but I know this. We're focused on our team. As I said before, I wish him all the best in his next journey of life of what he's doing as an athletic director. But like I said before, too, I hope he's okay.
Did last one? I promise. Did it hurt you the things he said?
Well, personally, absolutely. You're a human being, and you know, somebody that is that. You know, you work under, which, you know, says those things about you at some point. Sure, that hurts. But again, people are going to always have their feelings one way or another about me. You know, but my focus is my players. Always has been, always will be. And how we run our program and what we do inside here and how we make those players better men on a daily basis.
Joe Rossi has had a full offseason coordinating the defense. What changes are you noticing at this stage?
Well, I think that, you know, he's so smart, you know, and he's so about our players and what they can do, not what they can't do, but what they can do. And I think it's been, you know, we haven't necessarily changed the system. The system's still very similar to what we've always had, especially with me being a head coach. And the last 7 years, we've had the same system. But I think it's the way he teaches it, how he teaches it, what he gets out of his players, players doing it for him every single day. He's got a great relationship with everybody, not just the linebackers, but the D-line, the secondary members, his coaching staff. It's a very close room, and that's what I'm really excited about with our defensive staff. Everybody's doing it together, and I think that's credit to Joe Rossi and what he's been able to do to bring everybody close.
With the offensive line, PJ, as of now, obviously a lot of things can change. How do you replace your 2-year starter at left tackle?
Well, you know, I think Blaze Andrews played really well when you look at the bowl game. You know, he won a bowl game without Danelle. You know, Danelle's a tremendous football player. He's going to have a great NFL career. But, you know, we started 3 freshman offensive linemen in that bowl game. And one of them was a sophomore after that. And so, you know, we've already shown what we can do with them, and whether Blaze Andrews plays tackle or guard, whether it's Sam Schluter or whether it's Jason Dixon this year, you know, we started when we got here with 4 offensive linemen, and we're talking 2 years later with us, I think, having one of the better offensive lines in the Big Ten like that, you know, and I say like that. I mean, it took 2 years to be able to get to where we are, and it's incredible young players playing at a high, high level and going through this growth process and maturity process, but failing as they go along in it as freshmen. So I'm really excited about the depth we have with Daniel Fatlele, and Curtis Dunlap Jr. and the guys I mentioned before and John Michael Schmitz. And I think Connor Olson's having one of the best off seasons I've seen any player I've ever had have. It's going to be interesting whether he's at center or is at guard. And we'll kind of come up with all those positions as we go through spring and the competition kind of goes across the board.
How about that, PJ, if that comes to fruition? In a conference with Ohio State, Wisconsin, Iowa, I mean, offensive line factories, if you have one of the best offensive lines in this conference with that running game and your quarterbacks, Morgan and Anikstead, continuing to improve, I mean, seriously, you could be on to big things.
Well, that's what we plan on doing. That's what we hope to do every single day. You know, that's the vision of the first day when we walked in here, is to become a Big Ten champion at some point. You know, but it takes a process to be able to do that. It takes a lot of failing, a lot of tough decisions, those types of things as you're on your way to be able to do that. But again, I think Brian Callahan's doing a really good job with their offensive line. I think they're developing at a rate they need to develop at. JJ Gaudet is a true freshman that came in here that's having a tremendous offseason. But when you look at our whole offense holistically, I mean, you know, in terms of just our whole team in general, I mean, you're still close to 80% of this team are still freshmen and sophomores. And we brought 14 players in for the 2019 class early. That's a record. But when you start looking at our offense, I mean, you look at even the running back position we have, you know, there's four guys that have a combined 6,500 yards and 52 touchdowns on this football team. And we went from the youngest team in America to probably still one of the top five youngest teams in America. But we're still, now we're more experienced. And that's what we needed to be able to capture, is to be able to have that experience. And I think offensively, that was an investment we made last year where we started eight freshmen at the end of the year. I mean, that's an investment you have to make. And it might not be the result everybody wants. But at the end of the day, we beat Wisconsin and beat Purdue and won our bowl game by the largest victory in the history of our school and in a bowl game. So, I mean, those are all positives as you keep moving forward.
For PJ Squad, spring practices begin next week. Four are open to the public, the first being March 15th at 4:45 in the afternoon. Learn more about that at gophersports.com. Couple of quickies to close here. With the offensive plan into the 2019, is part of it maybe throwing to the backs and tight ends more than recent past?
Well, I think, you know, some experience, and then with Coe Keith in there as well and Bryce Witham as well. But you look at Jake Paulson, and Jake Paulson's 275 pounds right now. You know, he played last year at 245 as a freshman, and now he's 74 pounds, right around that area. Jeez. And yeah, we want to get those guys more involved. But if they're not ready to be involved, we've got to get other people who are ready to be involved. And then once, as they grow, we need to get them more involved. But that's our plan. Get the tight ends, running backs more involved. We will do that, because that's where a lot of our skill is, but we still have a ton of skill at the wide receiver position. We have to be way more balanced. And again, that's not saying we weren't balanced last year. We can be way more balanced. And I mean that across the board of everybody getting touches. And that's when you start to become a really dynamic offense, is when everybody can hurt you at every single position because you're so hard to defend. And we're moving towards that.
Last one. What off-season position battles are most intriguing to you?
All of them, PA. They all are. And that's one thing that we've created here, and we take a lot of pride in that, is competition. Competition brings out the best in everyone, or it brings out the worst in everyone. So we have done I think our staff has done a tremendous job of recruiting to up the skill level and the talent of our roster, and that either brings people with it or at least people behind. And one thing is, this team, for the majority, has gone with it. And everybody's, you know, raised their level of play, raised their level in the classroom. We have a 3.20 GPA as a football team.
Yeah.
3.20. And people, you know, you don't keep your job for that. You don't get hired for that. It's not going to keep you from being fired for that. But it just shows what these guys are doing, not only on the field, but off the field, that their life is really important to them. And they're doing everything they possibly can to continue to make their life better. And that's only going to make them better football players in the long run.
What if the addition of Jim Panagos leads the defensive line to like 35 sacks? Are you kidding me?
That's what we want. We want to be able to do that. And I told him that's got to be we need way more sacks up front,
yeah,
not just from blitzing linebackers and stunts. We need them from our front four. And he said, Coach, I'm your guy. So we're all holding him accountable to that.
Thank you very much for the time and good luck.
You got it, PA. Roll the boat, Sky Mago, Gophers, Skull Vikes. Bye-bye.
PJ Fleck, coach of the Golden Gophers football team. That interview.
Gopher Nation.
How many games do the Golden Gophers have overall next year?
12, at least 12.
That interview feels like 11-1.